This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We come near our study of the reasons why I want you to go to heaven. I remind you of the fact that we've been approaching this study for the past several broadcasts on the basis of an imaginary letter written by a mother to her son. The mother being a Christian, the son not. The mother trying to persuade the son to become a Christian by explaining to him why she wants him to go to heaven, and making clear that going to heaven is dependent upon one's being a Christian. Now, the 8th reason that she offers, and I wish we had the time to go back over all of the preceding 7, but we do not. But the 8th reason we offered, we got to just at the end of the broadcast last time, so I'm going to repeat the few things that we did say about it at that time. The 8th reason is the mother writes to the son now is this: I want you to go to heaven because heaven is a place of rest. And she goes on to say to him, I remember reading so many times the 4th chapter of the book of Hebrews, a chapter in which God tells of his people and their wandering in the wilderness as they drove steadily each day toward the land of Canaan and the promised rest of the day. I remember how when you were a little boy, you, your father, and I talked of various vacations we were planning for the coming summer. I remember how each year we looked forward to a time of rest, when we would be away from our labors and cares of our ordinary life. Now, as we think about that, to realize that God has prepared a place of perfect rest, a place of rest that is really beyond our full understanding, makes me want to be a Christian. It makes me want to go to that place. It's one of the reasons why, when I heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, I believed on the Lord with all of my heart. I repented of my sins. I confessed my faith in him, and was baptized into him for the remission of my sins. From that time, I have tried to live as God would have me to live. I want you to go to heaven because if you fail to reach this rest, not only will you not have the rest which God wants you to have, but you will have an eternity of torment. I want you to go to heaven because it's man's true home. It's the home that God designed for man, the home that God prepared for us. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, but heaven is prepared for man. God is the father of our spirits. Heaven is his home. So heaven is our true home. I remember, my son, that while you were in the military service, you wrote to us telling us how very homesick you were, how you looked forward to the growing anguish in your heart to be home again. Actually, this is a longing that is in every human breast, that is, to go home. To go home to be with God. So many people do not understand this feeling. They try to satisfy it with the things of this world, with things that glitter, with things that appeal to the eye, with things that appeal to the flesh. But no one can truly satisfy himself with such. It is only by going home to be with God that one can find ultimate satisfaction. And this is why I want you to be a Christian and to go to heaven. In the 9th place, I want you to go to heaven because it's a place of infinite beauty. It is because our wisdom is limited that God has described heaven in terms of human experience. He has described it as a city which is 4 square, about 1,200 miles on each side, a perfect cube, a city with walls of jasper and gates of pearl, streets of gold, all of them leading from the 12 gates in the 4 walls, with all leading toward the great throne of God which is in the center. And out of this great throne of God there flows the river of life. And along the side of the river there is the tree of life. And there on the throne will be God himself. Also in heaven will be the Lord Jesus Christ, who died and gave his blood for us, the Holy Spirit, the angels, and the redeemed of all ages, the men who've loved and served God, those who have lived while small children. John, I remember how you love the mountains and the lakes and the places of beauty which we have seen during our vacations. And I remember how you responded to that beauty. And this all causes me to want you to go to heaven, the beauty of which we cannot now fully comprehend. Friends, our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be back with us tomorrow as we close our study of reasons why we want you to go to heaven. In the meantime, may God bless and keep you is our sincere prayer.